Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. My voice might be a little low today because I'm battling a cold, but we will get through this. So Job chapter 12 in the World English Bible, this is what it says. Then Job answered. Now remember, he's answering to one of his friends. No doubt, but you are the people, and wisdom will die with you, but I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yes, who doesn't know such things as these? I am like one who is a joke to his neighbor. I, who called on God, and he answered, the just, the blameless man is a joke. In the thought of him who is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for them whose foot slips. The tents of robbers prosper. Those who provoke God are secure, who carry their God in their hands. But ask the animals now, and they will teach you, the birds of the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. The fish of the sea will declare to you. Who doesn't know that in all these Yahweh's hands has done all this? In whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Doesn't the ear try words even as the palate tastes its food? With aged men is wisdom, in length of days understanding. With God is wisdom and might. He is counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaks down and it can't be built again. He imprisons a man and there can be no release. Behold, he withholds the waters and they dry up. Again, he sends them out and they overturn the earth. With him is the strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away stripped. He makes judges fools. He loosens the bond of kings. He binds their waist with a belt. He leads the priests away stripped and overthrows the mighty. He removes the speech of those who are trusted and takes away the understanding of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and loosens the belt of the strong. He uncovers the deep things out of darkness and brings out to light the shadow of death. He increases the nation and he destroys them. He enlarges the nations and he leads them captive. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and causes them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light. He makes them stagger like a drunken man. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we want to be honest with you. And Lord, I know it seems kind of awkward and it's kind of like, really, should we say these things out loud? But Lord, you welcome our hearts. You want to have a relationship with you. You want to have a relationship with us, actually. And because of that, you want us to share our hearts with you. You already know what's on my heart today. You already know the conundrums and the stresses and the worries. You already know the things that occupy my heart and mind all day long. And so therefore, when I commune with you and when we speak to you, we are simply establishing a relationship. Prayer is a relationship. And so, Lord, help us not to neglect that great relationship by withholding our words from you. Instead, help us to see you as a friend. You are, you have called us friends, which is such a beautiful thing. And friends talk to each other. So thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for being able to say, Lord, I don't understand when evil people prosper. I don't understand when in awful nations oppress people and hurt their people. I don't understand when someone who's so beautiful and amazing dies of cancer. I don't get it. But Lord, I am not God and you are. I remember, I think it's in the Psalms, it says, you are God in heaven and here I am on earth, so let my words be few. So I'm kind of a funny little prayer today. I'm talking about how it's important to share our words with you, but then there are some times where we're just quiet before you, where we just contemplate your bigness and your ability to make nations rise and fall. Your power over this earth, the one who created everything that I see. In light of that, Lord, I just become quiet and I think about your holiness, your creativity, your power, your intelligence, your wisdom, your love, your loving kindness, your grace, your compassion. And as I think about your qualities, I am stunned to silence that you would want to have a relationship with me. And I'm so grateful for Jesus who died in my place on that cross, opening up a way to become a child of yours. I am a fatherless girl, and you are the daddy I have always longed for. So thank you for that. Thank you for loving us even when things don't make sense to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Doris Swift. You can find out more at dorisswift.com. And she is the host of the Fierce Calling podcast. And she just has a heart to call out women from their stories and kind of exegete their stories. And as I look back on my own life, I think, wow, there are some really interesting things that God has done. In fact, one of the things I've been thinking about lately is to hire or to employ a spiritual director to get some information and just have someone else to look at my life and maybe see some patterns that I can't see. Well, that's what Doris is doing in this podcast. She's eliciting the stories of others in order to help them to see how that past story intersects their story today and their ministry today. She has a longing to help you walk deeper into God's word and walk away from your doubt, your shame, and your fear. And she wants to see you walk boldly into your calling. No matter where you've been, what you've done, or what has been done to you, that's the one I resonate with, every person has a fierce calling. And so if you're looking for an encouraging podcast, go ahead and listen to the Fierce Calling podcast by Doris Swift. You can find out more at dorisswift.com. Or you can go wherever you listen to podcasts, and you'll find it there. Thank you, Doris, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you would like to be a sponsor, we have some spots opening up at the beginning of the year. You can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com.